Energy Stew with Peter Roth, Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I want to ask you, do you live with angels? Do you talk with angels? No? Where have you been? This is a world of living with angels now, and it truly is. It's an interesting phenomenon that's occurring. Not that it's unique to this time, but I think it is unique in how much of that there is, and how valuable it is to actually communicate with the higher consciousness of the universe in many different ways. And there are so many ways to do it. And as you all know from previous shows, I'm intuitive, and I have worked with higher consciousness for many, many years. And it's something that I totally believe in and I'm familiar with. And so I'm very happy to do this show about angels. And to help me do this show is the author of a book called Quantum Angel Healing, which has been a bestseller in Europe. And the author is on the line with us, Eva Maria Mora. Welcome, Eva Maria.
Hello, Peter, and hello, everybody out there in the audience. I'm so happy to speak with you today about my favorite subject, angels, and how they can help humans to get well. And I'm happy to answer all your questions.
Well, that's so great. It's such a beautiful topic. And it's interesting how this phenomena is happening. I've been talking with universal intelligence for decades now, and I use it professionally, and I find it extremely helpful. And yet, my wife recently was in a meditative state, and all of a sudden, some angels appeared to her, both physically, visually, but physically, visually, and auditorily, and they just popped up and started talking and laughing and explaining things to her and asking her questions and all kinds of things, and then when she was done, and I said, "Well, you look like something happened." She said, "You know, I'm not an angel person. I'm not an angel person, but my angels showed up. They showed up and they spoke to me and they told me they're my angels. There were two women and we had a great time and they answered so many of my questions, and it's a different world." And then since then a male angel showed up and actually taught her techniques to be an earth mender, to actually help the planet, the physical planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so angels are a big part of not only my life, but my family's life, too, except my two sons don't believe in any of that. But that's natural in families that, sometimes it takes people a while to come around.
Yeah, it takes a while to come around, and it depends on where your focus is. And for many years, in the so-called good times, people focused on the materialistic side of life and the jobs and acquiring money and focusing there and raising a family. That's where your focus is. It is really like a radio station. If you focus on one station, you cannot hear all the other stations. But we all know that all the other stations are out there. So when we're focusing on one station, so to say, that is the information that we receive or perceive, images, whatever. And you described that your wife was in a meditative state. That means she was completely open to receive more than what is just right in front of her. And when you are in a very loving space, and are in your heart, what I can sense your wife was and you are when you do your work, then it is easier to receive information from the angels, that is easier to even see them in front of you or around you. angels are energy, just like radio waves that are everywhere. Angels, the energy of angels, their consciousness is everywhere around us. And it's very helpful to take a quiet moment, just like your wife did, and allow yourself to perceive this image of an angel or the information of it. And it takes sometimes a little practice to calm down our minds that are really busy with many, many things, and to go into your heart in a meditation, or what I came across is simply do what I call the angel breath, and I describe that in my book. It takes a conscious breath, a little practice, and then it's really possible, just like tuning into a radio station, it's possible for everybody to communicate and to receive information from a higher level of consciousness. And that is very, very helpful, especially when you have questions, when you're stuck, when you want to know, why am I sick? What is the core for this? And that is what happened to me, that I asked, you know, what can I do, God, to help my clients to get to the core and not just treat a symptom of an illness or a difficult life situation.
So I can imagine a bunch of angels danced in front of you and said, here we are, we're going to help. And with my wife, she wasn't intending to see angels. As she said afterwards, I'm not an angel person. I have no idea. I wasn't looking for them, and they just showed up.
Well, I wasn't an angel person either, and I guess it's maybe like a category that people put us in. But the angels are a vibration of love. So I know there's prejudice out there, and people, again, put other people into categories. But if we're honest, everybody in this whole universe is looking for love, and most of them are looking outside of themselves for love and forget that they have the essence of love inside of them. And when you connect with the essence of who you truly are, the essence of love, some people call that your soul, and I think we can all agree we have a soul. When we connect with that soul energy, with this love energy, then we are on the same wavelength with love consciousness, and people have different names for that. People call it God, people call it Allah, people call it many, many different names. And angels and God and this love consciousness, for me, this is actually all one. It's we're connected, we're all one when we tune into this essence.
Yes, and let
wanna,
me just...
I want to really explain
Ava Maria.
That a little bit.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Because our outside world mirrors what's going on the energetic level. What I mean with this is we have the Internet. Everybody knows what the Internet is. 30 years ago, if I would explain, it is possible to connect with information from around the world by pushing a couple buttons. It's really easy, and you get all the news and everything you want to know with the Internet. People would have looked at me saying, well, she's a crazy person, okay? But we know now that the Internet works very well. In fact, now we don't know how to live without the Internet anymore. And kids use it, everybody uses it, grandmothers do it. It's very natural to use the Internet. And the same technology is also there for us for healing. We have the consciousness, which I call the spiritual Internet, that as a quantum angel practitioner, you know how to tune into this information of the spiritual Internet. So through the first name of a person, through the vibration, just like the WW, you need the address of a person, well, the first name, you can connect.
What's interesting, though, Ava Maria, when you say that, the first name of the person, as you know, there are people who think that you need a lock of their hair or you need some jewelry that they wear. I found that I don't even need the first name of the person. I just need someone I'm talking to tell me that they are thinking of a person and I can go into that person's consciousness, higher consciousness, without knowing that person's name, because the person I'm talking to is recognizing that person.
Yeah.
So it can be in so many ways. We create our own self-limiting ideas about it when we say, well, if we don't have this, then we can't do that.
No, we can. We absolutely can. It's just, you know, you've been doing this for decades, is what you said, connecting with the consciousness. And I'm teaching people who have never done that.
Of course. And I have a school.
Or some computer person, if you say, okay, show me how you do this with a computer, internet. Oh, it's stuff that's really, really easy. It can do this. So I'm a teacher. So I help people with little tools to make it easier and not complicated, not woo at all. And usually we practice, we start with a first name. But actually,
it
you
helps.
Don't need
that
anything.
Helps.
You
right.
definitely don't need a tool. You don't need hair. You don't need a personal whatever picture. You don't need anything. If you have practiced it and if you are in this awareness level, you don't need anything. Right. But to get there, there's ways to practice it easier, right. And the first name carries the vibration of a person. It's just like an address. It sends the intention of the energy out, and it
right.
makes it easier.
Well, let me just say that it's important to hold intention.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot in your book about using identities of archangels and things like that, that
mm-hmm.
help people hold intention and have purpose. Because the way you describe it in your book, and I don't work with the archangels. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they help a lot of people. And there are some people who they're very important to. And when I ask higher consciousness, well, tell me, do I need to work with the archangels? They say, no, you're working with who you need to work with. And that's fine. The job gets done. Because there are people who work with the Galactic Federation, and then there are people who work with the White Brotherhood. There are so many different groups that you can work with that are very helpful and
yes.
have great healing power.
What I find, though, and again, I'm coming from the perspective to help people to get there that have never done it, that who don't know what the White Brotherhood is or the Galactic Council or it's like if you have a problem and you're a normal person and your child is sick and you want to help your kid, what do you do? So there
right.
is ways to do it easily with the angel breath, with addressing. I'm teaching people who have never done this and they're able within 3 or 4 days to be perfectly safe, secure, because if you just say, oh, whoever is out there, I want to connect with you. People have done some weird stuff. They use Ouija boards. They make tables shake and do all kinds of weird stuff because they don't know how to safely address with spirit. So I'm a practitioner who pays attention to how to address safely to the highest level of
right.
consciousness, of the love vibration, and to make sure that you're not just hearing voices from whatever astral plane. And some people do this. They call themselves a medium, and
mm-hmm.
they get some information, but it's not higher consciousness.
Well,
it's
right.
hearing voices.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And I found many years ago, in the early days when I was starting to tap in, that when I would ask for names of the angels or archangels and who was I talking to and all that, sometimes I'd get these holiest of names, and I'd get information that wouldn't be helpful, that would be actually weird. And I'd
yeah.
say, well, wait a minute, you just said that you're, you know, Archangel so-and-so, and then why are you giving me this weird information? And
mm-hmm.
I found that I couldn't trust the names. So I decided that from now on, at that point, I'm only going to trust that my heart agrees with what I'm being told.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when my highest consciousness agrees with the consciousness that's coming through, then I know that it's all in divine order.
Mm-hmm. that is a good way to do this. I completely agree with that. What I find is when people get to know one energy, one archangel, let's say Archangel Raphael, if they want to do healing work, it's like if you go to a party and there's all kinds of, there's 1,000 people, who do you trust? You need to get to know, you need to get to know them. So this is what I help people with, to get to know, let's say, one beautiful, loving energy, Archangel Raphael, for example. And really, when this energy is there and you connect with it, you feel it, you know it, and you're 100% sure that you are connected with the right person.
That's great.
And that is very, very helpful. And in our workshops, we really learn to distinguish and clearly feel, everybody who's never done it, what is the difference? What does it feel like to be connected with Archangel Raphael or Michael or Gabriel? And it's like going to a party and you meet and shake hands with different people. This is how, on a personal, intimate level, we get to know the vibration of the energy of Archangel Michael. So we're not stuck with names. We're helping people to really make sure that they're connected in a safe way, in a clean way, to clear the energy fields first, and then to know how to do this properly, safely, without, you know, being all over the place.
You know, it's so important to have different teachers teach in their ways. I do have a healing school, the Heart River Center for Intuitive Healing, and over the years, thousands of students have come through the school. And we do teach in our own way that is similar, of course, because we're working with divine consciousness, higher consciousness, and healing energies, and we want our hearts to be in tune with that. So I love what you're doing. I think it's you know, you're doing it in the way that you're gifted to, and that you connect beautifully with the universe and help other people do that. So I want to come back to the fact that you've written this book about it that is so helpful. There's so much in your book, so many different sections to it that have helpful healing process, techniques, words, breaths.
Yes.
There's a lot of information in your book. It's power-packed, and that's the book Quantum Angel Healing. And it's called, the subtitle is Energy Therapy and Communication with Angels. And so, obviously, you're having a good time helping people.
Yes, like you, my husband and I teach together. We have helped thousands of people by now, too. I've been teaching this for the last 10 years with a focus in Europe, that is where I'm from, in many different countries. The book is translated in different languages, but we have our home in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're focusing now more on teaching in the U.S., and it is important in the time of change that we're facing right now, in the time of economic challenges, in the time of health crisis, to have tools and be self-empowered. So you can help yourself and your family members, or open up a practice and become a practitioner, have your own quote-unquote business going on, which I prefer to say it's your calling to do this. I don't like to look at it as a business. It's a calling. It's in your heart. If you feel this is what you're called to do, to help yourself and help other people, in a very from the heart and sincere manner, then this is the right thing for you. It's not like quick fix, easy thing, and you just pick a card, an angel card, and then you know the answer. This is not it. This is really connecting with the higher consciousness through the angels, through a safe line, so to say, be connected and truthfully feel and know what is the cause for this, and then you apply energy, because energy doesn't go away. If you have an emotional cause for a certain illness, which is in most cases where this illness comes from. It's an emotional energy that people got hurt, they got stuck, they got, I don't know, in a traumatic situation, whatever. And then from this density of energy, maybe a tumor will form years later. But if you are able to dissolve with energy this causing pattern for this tumor, then even cancer can go away. So we have seen that. I cannot make medical claims, as you know, but I have seen it with my students over and over again. They have helped many, many people, and this is important that we use this new information to deal with the challenges that we have in our time right now.
Sure, and what's interesting is that we are in a year, finally, 2012, where a lot of transformation is occurring, and so many people are listening to the show and go, could I, am I capable of this? Is it something that will happen to me? And my sense is that it's going to happen to almost everybody.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're all in it. There is no one that is not affected by this energy change that is going on in the universe. And it's been going on for a while, not just as of January 1st, 2012. But I'm also happy that 2012 is finally here. And also when it's over, and people are over the fears, because a lot of media projected so much fear with around 2012, and that is the opposite of love. So I'm looking forward to transforming this fear of change, this fear of whatever might come, and helping people to transform the fear in their own life so they can move forward and know that they're fine, that they're guided, that we're good, and that it's nothing to be scared about what's going on.
Maybe after December 21st, let's say on December 22nd or perhaps January 1st, 2013, so many people can get over it.
I wish that, and I wish we can do that before then, because it's a natural transformation that's going on in the universe. And I've written some other books right about 2012, but more about how to activate your divine own power, because this is what it's all about, to take off the mask, to take off everything that is non-you, everything that you took on from society, from your parents, and that is non-you, and find out who are you and what is your essence. And your essence, everybody who is listening, your essence is love, and you have the right to live that. You have the right to be healthy, to be happy, and how to tap into that. This is what 2012 and the whole whatever transformation in the universe is about, to get to the core of who you are, to bring back the essence of who you are, to live it 24/7, to share it with other people. And this is how we can change the world,
right?
When everybody is able to understand who they really are and be loving with each other and support each other. And this is my mission, to help people to find that out, who they are.
Right. It's interesting that the word love, to me, always throws out a lot of question marks, because so many people attribute so many different meanings to it. It's hard to say that, you love when then you think of how your mother didn't love you or your father didn't love you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, when you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, I like the word wholeness, to feel
mm-hmm.
whole, to feel one, feel that mm-hmm. all the pieces are in place, and
yeah.
your light can shine so greater because you feel whole.
Mm-hmm.
And share that.
Everybody has a little different terminology and definition, but you're right. It is sometimes difficult to be in the energy of love when you associate love with pain. This is what I write in my book, Quantum Angel Healing. There's different programs that people have, subconscious programs, and one of them that I found to be true is the love hurts program. When they experience love hurts from their parents, from different relationships, from divorce they went through, whatever in their life, people that they lost, when they say love hurts, it separates them from their own love essence. And this is what Quantum Angel Healing does. It helps you transform the energy of pain and all negative emotions so you can become whole again. This is
right.
How I look at it.
Right. There's no way you can say that wholeness hurts.
So no, wholeness doesn't hurt, but people need to find a way to get there. A lot of people are separated from
right.
that wholeness through all kinds of different experiences.
So your book and your work is a way to get there that's very powerful. You've empowered so many, and you attract the right people to you. Because, you know, the people who can hear what you're saying and go, yes, that works for me. And so this is a beautiful opportunity for people to plug in to angel healing, not only angel healing, but quantum angel healing nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you have so many angels in your book that you write a lot about. You know, there's a whole thing on Ariel and Azrael and Gabriel and Haniel and Jeremiel and Metatron and Raphael and Uriel. I mean, it goes on and on.
It goes on and on. There is as many angels out there as stars in the universe. And
right.
For me, it's important, and that's what I emphasize in the book, that we all have our guardian angels. There is no person out there that doesn't have angels around them. And it's also important to understand that the way you perceive energy, let's say of Archangel Raphael, and I perceive that, or my students in the workshops, we all have our own unique ways to perceive energies. And I want to help people to get away from, oh, I can't do this, or I do it wrong, and I can't do this, or so. No, you have your own unique way. And if you see, for example, a green color when you tune into the energy of Archangel Raphael, and some other person sees a little pink with it, or whatever, this is your way to perceive the energy. As long as you feel the vibration, and like you described it before, it is in alignment what you feel in your heart, to trust that. That is what I help people with.
Right.
And to make them very comfortable to be in the energy with the angels, and then to tap in what I call the spiritual internet, the quantum field of all the information is available to you. No matter where you are, you can tune into this quantum field, like into the internet, and access the information. What caused this illness? What is the reason? And not only in this
yeah.
life, but also in previous incarnations.
Right. There's so many answers on so many levels of past
right.
lives and ancestral genes that you're working with, and the struggles
mm-hmm.
of your ancestors that are in your own karma. And
absolutely.
All
yeah.
kinds of stuff. And so that's why I like, I'm clairaudient, and I like to receive that kind of information. I've never seen an angel. I'm so happy that my wife has, and that she can see them and speak with them. But I don't worry about seeing them. I get plenty
no.
of information.
No, it is not the point, and I'm grateful that you point that out, Peter. It is not about seeing angels at all. It is about tapping into the quantum field of consciousness, what I call love, the highest source of love, other people call God, and to tune into this. And the angels are like, you are a person who has a radio show. It's like, right. But you tap into the field of so many listeners out there.
I love it.
The angels
love it.
Are helping us to connect with the field, so to say.
It's amazing, the serendipity that goes on in life through angels. But we're about to sign off. How can people reach you?
They can reach me through my website, quantumangel.com or quantumangelblog.com. And I'll be happy to connect with more people. I'll be happy to show you the easy way to do this work. But first, read the book, and then you understand how we easily can do this and how precious and valuable it is.
That's so great. Eva Maria Mora, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak with you, Peter. Thank you so much.
Okay. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. My website is heartriver.org, H-E-A-R-T. And thank you so much for listening.